following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub! In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there is the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Glad to have you along with us. Damon Day set to join us from the RMAC Baseball Championships going on in Grand Junction, Colorado. Also, Ryan LaFever.
Set to join us as well from the Royals Radio Network. So happy to have him going to be on the program about the third segment of the show. Right now we're joined by our very own Doug Duda live from District Track going on in Wilcox today. A&D go today. Doug, how are you?
Hey, what's up, big fella?
Well, I want to start off, and I'm going to throw you a curveball, but what I'm starting off with today. But the NCAA, did you realize that paid $17.2 million to a sports and entertainment marketer, Intersport, to stop using the term March Madness?
Who? Come again with that? The NCAA is trying to trademark March Madness? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, the word madness. They are trying to basically trademark and protect the name of their signature event in March. I'm reading Steve Weiberg, who's been on the show from USA Today, wrote the article. It's in the USA Today. Television rights and marketing fees, almost all derived from the annual three-week Division I tournament, account for 86% of the NCAA's annual revenue. Is that possible? 86%?
Well, the NCAA never lies. Has to be. I don't know. Ask Trev Alberts. I don't know. I don't know. When it comes to finances and numbers, I mean, I don't know.
Well, people are saying it was a good investment. That's Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director at Notre Dame. He's saying...
The head of the committee, yeah. Jack Swarbrick.
He's saying, well, it accounts for less than 2.5% of the association's $700 million-plus budget. So that's no big deal, $17.2 million.
Well, the NCAA doesn't want anybody else making money on March Madness. It's like Super Bowl. When you do a commercial and you are not involved with the Super Bowl, then you can't. You have to say big game or the game. You can't say Super Bowl. Everybody's kind of come accustomed to that here over the last 5 years. Now, if you are in with the Super Bowl, or if you are the NFL, you can say Super Bowl, but it's trademarked, and I'm sure that's exactly what the NCAA is trying to do with March Madness. And by paying the $17 million now, congratulations to Inter, whatever the company was that you said, congratulations to them. They stepped up. They got something on that. NCAA is going to pay them $17 million. I mean, in the future, it would have been more than that. And now the NCAA can have all the terms that go along with that.
Okay, but here's another little curveball in this deal. It once shared this trademark with the Illinois High School Association, but they relinquished ownership several years ago while retaining the use of the term in connection with high school basketball championships. Their state tournament or whatever, the NCAA said, okay, that's fine, you can use it. They didn't get a dime. Why would the high school association get a dime? Let's give it to Intersport.
Somebody's a savvy businessman is what I would say to that big fella.
Well, I just found that a little odd. And then, yesterday when Coach Bovee was telling us about the guy that had 11 RBIs against his team, they told to pitch around.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, two California high schools combined for 95 runs. Cuyuma Valley scored 13 times in the seventh inning to earn a 48-47 victory over Coast Union in a fast-pitched softball game.
Nice.
San Luis Obispo's Coast Union Morgan May hit for the cycle and finished with 14 RBIs.
I'm guessing whoever Hastings College played in baseball, they did not give up 48 runs.
No, her team still dropped 0-16 on the year.
Shocker. Imagine that. They'll probably fire the coach for running up the score.
Also, if you happen to see Sipple's article this morning on Bubba Starling, Lincoln Journal Star, it's in the last couple of days. Bubba Starling has drawn so many scouts' attention. You know, last week when we had Drew Anderson on, he was going to see Bubba Starling that day. Bubba Starling just returned from that injury. Drew Anderson told somebody there were 70-plus scouts on hands, including the six highest-ranking officials, including the general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, at the game. He went walk, walk, home run, walk, walk, home run in the doubleheader.
Well, I mean, all these guys are getting paid to go out there and watch one of the great prospects, so great for them, and maybe they work for the Fiesta Bowl, so whatever. But Thor Tripp has done, he actually got a one-on-one with Bubba Starling after one of his baseball games, and maybe you've seen it on 10-11, you know, it was so clear that he likes wearing the face paint and the eye black. Kind of like your man Matt Slauson. Tony, people have been asking me, what's the percentage? 10% that he comes here? He's saying the right things, but he's doing so many interviews, it's hard for him to look anybody right in the eye. And I feel for the kid because he wants to do the right thing and he's saying the right things. And Bubba Starling, it would make no sense to turn down the millions of dollars he is going to receive in baseball to come play football for Nebraska. And I'll tell you this right now, too, Tony. He'd be coming to a non-top 10 program. I mean, Nebraska's not going to be ranked in the top 10 to start this year. Now, maybe next year when he comes, that's one thing. I don't see where it adds up. I mean, if he's going to a school that's been number one or number in the top five and playing for a national championship, and you can say the USC, the Florida, the Ohio State over the last few years, that's one thing. The only chance Nebraska had or has is if this kid, in his heart, that's what he wants to do, and it just doesn't matter. I mean, that's the only chance Nebraska has at getting this kid. I mean, you got to keep hugging him and nurturing him and patting him on the back and things like that, and going down and watching him and, you know, giving him all love. But I don't think he's one of those kids that necessarily needs you to come and see him every single game that he plays.
Doug, I think all you have to do, you know, when you're talking about the amount of millions of dollars, and I think in Sip's article he wrote 5 to 6 million as a figure. Now it was 8 to 10. I think it's arbitrary where you're picked. Obviously, it could be an upwards of $10 million. All you got to do is look right now at Logan Ehlers giving up $800,000 and got to be shaking his head, going, "What the hell did I do?"
And I got to ask you one thing too, Tony. since we don't know what Cam Newton is going to sign for, well, Sam Bradford signed for, what, $70 million last year?
Yeah, $46 million guaranteed.
To play 16 games?
Right.
And the number one prospect in baseball isn't going to get $10 million to play 160? I mean, what's wrong with that picture? Does he think that maybe he's good enough to go to make a career in football and to go to the NFL? If he does, if he thinks he can take that gamble and get an NFL contract, he'll make more money playing pro football than he will playing pro baseball. Because football is America's game. The endorsements could be there. He's a good old boy from the Midwest. He knows how to talk. He seems very smart. I mean, by knowing how to talk, I mean articulate to stand in front of a camera and to endorse products. I mean, I think this maybe that's what he's looking at, but it's a gamble. It's a huge gamble. You got $10 million. You got $10 million sitting in front of you in the table. Somebody might say in 4 years, here's $100 million, but you got to produce. What do you do?
Well, I don't know. I think he's got to say the right things right now to leverage the scouts a little bit by saying, hell, I'll just go play football. That's fine.
And now, obviously, he could get a $100 million contract in baseball. In about that same time frame. I mean, that's possible. It just depends what you want to do. It depends what you want to do with your life. And, boy, that is a huge decision for a 17-, 18-year-old young man.
Well, it certainly is, and it'll be interesting. Obviously, they're talking about there's two times he can enroll in the first semester of the summer classes, which start to June 6th, I believe, and then the second deal, which takes you to August 15th, which is a date he would have to sign by Scott Boras as his agent, which certainly complicates matters further. It's not somebody you ever heard of. Scott Boras is known for playing hardball, and that's another curveball that's thrown in this whole mix.
Here's what I would say to close out the conversation, Tony, about Bubba Starling. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If he comes here, great. He'll be treated with open arms, and Husker fans will be falling all over themselves. If he doesn't, don't get all sad and whiny, because then he's also making a great decision to go play baseball and make a lot of money and to be able to have that chance as an 18-year-old. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He's going to make his decision after the draft. Why would you worry about a kid coming in? If he comes in, he might play. If he doesn't, then you go with what we've got. I mean, really, all these Husker fans want to see Jamal Turner and Breon Carnes anyway. They're already throwing them out the door to get Bubba Starling. It's just that next guy mentality that we talk about all the time. Husker fan, don't worry about it. You can't do anything about it.
Douglas, you're at the track meet today. What's the winds are kicking up a little bit. You got much cooler temperatures, which have to be about perfect temperatures. But how's the wind going to affect things there today?
Right now it's not too bad. I'd say it's about 10 to 15. Just kind of moving the flag here at the Wilcox Field. And this is perfect for the track kids. It's not too hot. It's not too cool. This is exactly what they want. Overcast, no sun beating down on them. All that everybody can do in classes A and D today is cross their fingers and hope that it doesn't rain, which is expected to do sometime this afternoon. Now, sometime this afternoon, if it rains at 5, everybody should be done except maybe the A4 over at Memorial Field because they start a little later. All the Ds should be done. But if it rains at 2, it's right at the start of a lot of the finals for these Class D track meets around the area. And I don't think they're going to let a lot of time pass by here and take a lot of long breaks at any of these meets because they want to get done. These districts are not packed in to be done over 2 days or postponed or anything like that. They're planned to be done today. And if it rains, they run. It has to be dangerous conditions. I mean, they will run in heavy rains if they have to. So hopefully that doesn't happen. You want to see the kids have an opportunity to put their best effort forward and get to Omaha next week. And we'll go from there, and we'll have reports all day here from the D8 meet. Tomorrow it's classes B and C. We'll be a little bit farther down the road in Arapahoe. Ironically, Arapahoe is that C8 host. All the schools are east of Arapahoe. So $4 gas, throw that in the bus, and let's go as far as we possibly can. But Arapahoe's got a nice facility, so you can't knock them for that. But I'll throw this out. Elm Creek should host every year. I don't understand. Elm Creek has the best facility. Now, these schools are putting up very nice facilities, and they got a great track here at Wilcox. This is not a knock against anybody, but when you got B, C, and D, and C and D, there should always be a district there. They've built that facility for track, and that's just a thumbs up to them. And they do get quite a few, but not many lately. But anyway, coming up, we're going to talk with Damon Day. It sounds like it's raining in Colorado, and they're going to be a little late getting started this afternoon. And then Ryan Lefevre of the Royals is going to join us. And state soccer going on. We'll get an update. Merritt's keeping an eye on that as Kearney High is underway against Omaha South. And then Grand Island will be playing Millard West at 1 o'clock. And a couple other high school notes, Tony, because I know we might not have time at the end. Kearney Catholic golf team set a school record yesterday at Indian Head. Now, remember, this is the same team that finished second to Gibbon on the same course in the conference meet. They shot a 295 yesterday. Jeez. For a Class C school. That's amazing. 68 for Tyler Dowling, 73 for Keegan Fitzgerald, 76 for Colin Petrie, 78 for Sean Roderhorst. Gives them a 295. St. Cecilia was second. Hastings High third. Northwest finished in fourth. And before we finish it up, I know we got a lot of baseball talk. What about the Huskers and Creighton last night? Wow, 9-0, then 9-8, and then nobody scores in the last three innings. And, again, I was a little bit surprised at the small attendance. I don't know if a lot of people went to the Seeger concert. I can't believe. I know a lot of people went there, but I don't think that was a hard decision of which one you'd go to. And when you got a chance to go to the TD Ameritrade Park and you don't go, wow, they said 17,000-something, which was 5,000 less than the opening night, and you still looked at the screen and on TV and saw tons of open seats. So I don't think there was actually 17,500 people there, but now Nebraska goes to Texas A&M, and Rob Childress will be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I'm going to get Coach speak with the old coach, one of the old coaches here during Nebraska's heyday. Douglas, before we let you get out of here, as far as team-wise, are there teams that stand out to you going to win, bring home the trophy today? Who are they, boys and girls?
Well, it's hard to tell. I'm going to tell you it's a pretty wide open district. I think Axtell has some pretty good kids over here on the boys' side. Wilcox Hildreth has a couple of girls that are doing some good things here too, so we'll just have to keep our eyes open. There's a shift, I think, with some of these schools that have had some athletes that can go out and score you 30-plus points on their own, and I just think some of those kids graduated last year, and we'll see some new kids emerge here today.
Fair enough, Douglas. People will be waiting for all your reports all day long on how many stations are we doing those on? Everything?
Well, we're here on ESPN and Classic Hits right here, Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, moving over to Wilcox today.
Hey, perfect. Enjoy the day. We'll be listening for you. Hey, folks, before we hear from Damon Day after this next segment, I want to remind you our bus is heading for Kansas City May 20th. Not one, but two games between the Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay over and catch game two Saturday afternoon before heading back. Transportation, hotel, tickets are all included. The deadline for signing up for our Royals Cards trip is this Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to reserve 308-384-1800. That's 384-1800. Get a hold of Steph at Holiday Tour and Travel. Back after this with Damon Day.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
A beating three-pointer! Go!
The Bulls and Hawks going back and forth in an epic battle for a trip to the conference finals.
In the corner to Johnson for three, up and in!
Can Joe Johnson and the Hawks surprise league MVP Derrick Rose and the number one seeded Bulls?
Rose down the lane to the rim, right in!
Game 6, Thursday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game, stay overnight, and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to Reserve, 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals, May 20th and 21st.
We'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 72. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 52. We'll see a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms continue tomorrow with a high near 62 degrees. Right now, 63.
No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry.
Welcome back to Doug and Daddy's show. Little Bob Marley here, 30 years ago today, passing of Bob Marley. It's got a good feel to it, Mary. Can we leave that up for a minute? Feel that. It's good. Mary has no idea who Bob Marley is.
No, Bob Marley.
Do you know Marley? Okay. Smoked a lot of cabbage in the day. A lot.
I would venture to guess so.
One can assume. Now we're back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. I want to remind you of Midway's online inventory, certified pre-owned vehicles, and a simple credit approval program. Purchasing your next vehicle is a seamless process, and with trained service and parts staff, you can trust that ongoing maintenance is made easy. Stop by one of their two service departments, your next auto tune-up. Looking for your next vehicle? Think Midway.com or check them out in Kearney. We've got a lot of promotions going on. Dodge Rams up to $9,000 off. Go to thinkmidway.com. Oil change for $19.95 at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Call them today, 237-5904, and ask for the Doug and Daddy special. Ask about all their specials going on. Midway, thinkmidway.com in Kearney.
Just a little soccer update. Not a whole lot's going on for Kearney and Omaha South. They're both playing on each side's ends, taking some risks, not getting anything out of it. We're about halfway through the first, so we'll keep you updated as the scoring happens in Omaha.
It's time for our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and by our friends at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliances. Go to GarrettAppliance.com for more information. And it is baseball time in beautiful Grand Junction, Colorado, where the RMAC tournament will get underway in less than 2 hours, and UNK taking on New Mexico Highlands. But, Daddy, before we get into that, how about congratulations? Big round of applause. Damon Day joins us here on the program. RMAC regular season champions.
Yeah, never been done before. Congratulations, Coach. What an accomplishment by you and your kids.
Well, thank you guys very much. It's been a great season so far, and I think you guys definitely credit our players and what they've been able to accomplish from start to finish. And it's been a great season. It's been a special season, and you definitely got to take your hat off to those kids and what they've been able to accomplish all season long.
Damon, take me into the weekend because of wanting to get ready for the RMAC, graduation going on, and you throw in Mother's Day if you want, but I know some of these kids had graduation things on their mind too. You still had to clinch it this weekend. Friday, you got it done, but what was the feeling like, and maybe what did you say to the kids before you took the field Friday?
You know, it's a crazy week with finals weeks and graduation going on, and it seems like life kind of speeds up this time of year for our young guys. And you know, they got a lot going on for a lot of guys. It's the accomplishment of so much of as far as getting a college degree, and they know they got that big weekend ahead to clinch an RMAC title. And our guys know their guys knew that what it meant to not only them but our program and everybody involved with our program. And so, you know, it was one of those weekends where we try to keep things as normal as possible, and in doing so, I think that made Friday pretty easy to come out and just play our game and do our thing. Is because when you do have as many veterans as we do, there wasn't that sense of panic or that anxiousness at all. It just kind of seemed like they were ready to go out and do their thing and bring home that conference title.
Coach, you guys wrap it up on Friday and then probably leave a bad taste in your mouths a little bit. A little bit of that, probably a little human nature, though, when the thing is clinched.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of one of those things. You know, we talked about it after we got swept on Saturday. You know, I could have talked until I was purple in the face about how important those games were, this, that, and the other thing. But like you said, human nature kicks in with guys 18 to 22 years of age, and no matter what I have to say, they didn't really care. And unfortunately, it showed on Saturday. We didn't come out and play with as much energy and enthusiasm as we usually do. You know, we had a big lead there in the second one, and it got away. And I'm a very just – I'll be honest, that was one of the darndest things I ever seen, 8 straight hits in a row, and they were able to capitalize and beat us. But like I told Jake Cressy after the game, that was his first loss of the year, was, you know, you get put in the fire enough times, you're bound to get burned, and I think that was about his sixth appearance against them on the year. And so, you know, it did leave us with a bad taste in our mouth, but winning that conference championship regular season sure didn't let it linger long.
It had to feel good getting up Saturday morning knowing that it was already clinched. Damon Day joins us here, and it was interesting all weekend long. It looked like you guys were going to get off to a good start. Todd pitched so well in game one Friday that all of a sudden there was a little trouble in the ninth, and somehow for everything that happened, they had the go-ahead run on third, tying run on second, and you get two outs and don't let that tying run come across the plate.
Yeah, you know, I always say, when you win a championship, everybody's going to come after you. And you know, Regis didn't want to see the dog pile. You know, that's what they, you know, I heard them. They didn't want to see the dog pile. They didn't want to be the reason why, you know, UNK was going to win the conference championship. And so I think that's why we struggled a little bit down the stretch of finishing off games, is because, you know, you're getting everybody's best effort. Everybody wants a chance to knock off number one. And we've been number one in the conference since about the end of March. And I think that's affected how we've played sometimes. The guys really coming out and doing some good things against us and playing with a little bit over their head type of thing. And I think our guys did a great job of responding to that all season long, of taking on everybody's best shot. And at the end of the day, we were able to handle everybody's best effort and win that conference crown.
All right, Damon, give us your thoughts here. You mentioned the two losses on Saturday and what that could do. You need to be in those top of the regional rankings to make the NCAA tournament. What realistically do you have to do starting today to maybe guarantee that spot in case you don't win the conference tournament?
You know, that's something that I'll probably have a little bit better handle on later on in the week as the tournament kind of goes on. We'll start to see what everybody else does. The one great thing about what happened this weekend is Metro State went 1-3, and Mesa State went 2-2. And Mesa State went 2-2 against a team that was below where ours is at. So I feel confident that we'll get an NCAA regional berth. If we don't, then it'll be a travesty, and you don't really have much to say about that. But, you know, I think we've earned it. I think when you're the regular season champion of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, you deserve to go to a regional. I think our kids have earned enough points and have a good enough record. I think we have one of the toughest schedules in the country, and then definitely in the region with our non-conference opponents in Wayne State and UNO and Missouri Western, all schools that are also under consideration for regional berths. So I think we've done everything that we need to do, but, you know, we're just going to try to take them one game at a time here in the tournament and see what we can do.
Damon, obviously you talk about this being a process and steps involved. You guys have won. Doug talked about this on Monday. You've been able to win these tournament titles. You've done really, really well there. Now you've won, taken the next step. You won the regular season deal. What's the next logical step for this team?
To win a regional. I mean, that's our goal. I mean, it's nice that we did win the conference regular season, and it's nice that we're going out to the tournament in Grand Junction. It's another weekend for our guys to compete. But you know, our goal from the beginning of the year was to make it to the World Series, and hopefully we've done what we need to do to get in that regional. And once we get to that regional, it's our time to go put all our work and everything into it. And I think we truly have a team that has the ability to do that, and that's the next step in the process for us. That's been a step that we've been, you know, we've been to the regional and we've done some things, but I think we've built a team here this year with our athleticism and our leadership and our experience. We got a team that's capable of making it to that regional and winning that regional.
Loper baseball coach Damon Day joining us on our Loper Link as they get ready to take on New Mexico Highlands. Damon, just real quick, it looks like no matter what happens, somewhere in Minnesota is going to be hosting this regional, right?
Yeah, I think they're probably locked in at the one or the two, either Minnesota State or St. Cloud State will be in charge of hosting the regional, and I think that's good for us. You know, I think part of the excitement of going to a regional is the travel plans that the NCAA puts on for you and the hotels you get to stay in, chartered flights and things like that. That, you know, that's part of making it to a regional, is all those special travel arrangements and kind of the big league atmosphere that you get to travel in. And so I'm excited about getting to go up there and get to play in the Northern Sun facility. And I know that, you know, you can't put the cart in front of the horse from the standpoint of us not getting the bid yet, but, man, that would be one of the most unheard of things that I've ever heard of, a regular season champ not getting a regional berth. So, you know, the two schools in Minnesota are very well deserving of having the opportunity to host.
Damon, before we let you go, who's on the mound for you today in just a little bit when you get this RMAC tournament started?
We're going with Roy Meter today. Todd's been our number one all year, but we felt that Roy matches up a little bit better than New Mexico Highlands. And we actually set our rotation last week based upon different scenarios that we have on who's going to do what or how things are going to go. So we made the decision to go with Roy. He matches up a little bit better against Highlands than Todd does. And then Todd will go game number two, whoever our opponent is.
And since it's such a quirky tournament bracket every year, the easiest thing is to just stay in the winner's bracket, right?
Yeah, the easiest thing is to go on a four-game winning streak and just roll through it. So that's our plan, is to get there and do some things. But, you know, it's one of those situations, anytime you get into a tournament, everybody knows it's their last chance. So we got to go do our thing and get some things done.
Will you put your name up for consideration for the Nebraska job if it's open?
No, that would cut way much into my family time and way much too much into my golf time, and I wouldn't want the headaches of dealing with super fans like you, Tony.
Coach, last thought here. Conference all-star teams, all-conference ready to come out here. How well represented do you think you're going to be?
I think we better be pretty doggone representative of it, and we got some guys that are going to be up for some postseason honors that I think definitely are deserving of them, and some player of the year and pitcher of the year considerations. And so I think we should have a good representation on that team. I think when you're the number one team in the conference, that all-conference team should reflect that.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Congratulations on the regular season championship. We'll catch up with you again next week and hopefully talk about a lot more wins and getting you ready for the NCAA tournament.
Guys, I can't thank you enough for all your support and everybody's phone calls and emails that we've gotten this week for our program. And I just want to thank you both personally and the Kearney community for all your support this year.
Good luck today, buddy. Thanks, Damon.
Thanks, guys.
Damon Day, UNK baseball coach. Again, 1 o'clock go time here. A win puts them on a Thursday 4:30 game, and a loss puts them right back at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Again, you know, you're starting Roy. You're taking on the sixth seed. You're hoping he's good enough to get you by there, and then you can throw your number one tomorrow and maybe get those two wins and be in the winner's bracket final.
Yeah, I think this team's seasoned enough. I think it's interesting, though, to go back to last week when they set up scenarios for this tournament, how teams matched up, how pitchers matched up against teams, and I suppose there's right-left deals going on, but Coach Day has figured that all out, and they're on top of it. This team has had some success at this tournament, and hopefully they'll continue to do that this year again.
And, of course, that's not all that's going on. UNK tennis plays today against Rockhurst, Missouri, down there in Florida. So best of luck to those guys. Their next step is to win one. I mean, they're going to be the underdog for quite a while. They're the underdog again today. But
they're in Florida.
Well, you get out of that Sweet Six. I mean, there's only 16 teams left. They could Elite Eight, wow. Wouldn't that be something? A couple other things to mention here on our Loper Link, Tony. While we've got them, the academic teams came out. John Steinke of the men's team was a unanimous first-team selection. When it comes to golf, on the women's side, Nicole Irwin of UNK is first-team. And then Kristen Goldenstein, Ariel Huber, and Marnie Stewart were honorable mention. For the men, Alex Ferrelli.
Or as
most people call him, Alex Farrell.
Congratulations,
second team,
Alex.
And Ryan Gross-Nicholas is on the honorable mention there. Also, UNK women's soccer adding Meredith Cummings from Papillion-La Vista South and Lauren Huff from Holdridge as they get ready to go unbeaten Friday at the state tournament. Now, Roy, again, was the RMAC pitcher of the week last week, so let's not forget that. And Dane Toby, he's the RMAC male athlete of the month.
So no surprise there. The guy just... It's amazing what they do and continue to produce these guys that throw a shot puts 75 feet.
And another, as we said, great weekend for the track team. And that is our Loper Link for today, brought to you by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. Their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service to the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. And Russ Smith, CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. We're back with a lot more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Michael Holen claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Hole-in-One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 72. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 52. We'll see a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms continue tomorrow with a high near 62 degrees. Right now, 63.
Back to Doug and Daddy's show. Taking you up to the noon hour. Find you the chicken coops open day and night. The bad seat in the house. Plus, you catch all your favorite sports on TV at the chicken coop. Plus, today's Wednesday, which means that's Big Burger Night every Wednesday. Kearney, Grand Island, order a cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger. Even get the totally jacked legendary burger every Wednesday. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, $5, $5 only. Hey, have you signed up yet for the text specials? Text 28444 and enter PBA COPE. PBA COOP. Well, sorry, COOP. Once a week, they'll send you out their homestyle special. You can keep in touch with the Chicken Coop. You can sign up today at text 28444-COOP and enter PBA COOP. Text 28444, enter PBA COOP, and perfectly, perfectly happy when they send you all the lunch specials. This week going on, the turkey BLT on Texas toast with choice aside, $5.99. The Chicken Coop. Merritt, you got a soccer update for us?
Well, it's about 5 minutes left in the first that we're going to figure this out, who's going to win this before they go to halftime. not looking a whole lot in terms of scoring. Omaha South has a whole lot of shotgun blasts going at the goalie of Kearney High, but they're able to stop it. Kearney High is a little bit more precise, and Omaha South's goalie is letting things slide, but just rough luck.
Hitting post.
Yeah. When it hits the crossbar, hits off the post, and it's right there. You just have to get the extra 2 inches, and we'll see if Kearney High can do that in just a little bit.
Well, the Royals begin their road trip last night, Tony, at New York. Low-scoring game, but unfortunately, the Yankees squeak out a couple more than Kansas City does. Wins it by a score of 3-1, a solo home run last night, providing the only run in the ball game for the Royals. And, of course, against the much-hated Yankees, now we have to win the next two.
Well, we do have to win the next two. Ryan LaFever, one of the voices of the Kansas City Royals, joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, good morning. Thanks so much for the time.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, we're doing great here. Obviously, the Royals are doing pretty well this season. I think if anybody would have said they were two games above 500 to this point, you'd have taken it right now, wouldn't you, Ryan?
Oh, absolutely, and not just the record, but the way they're playing. I mean, they've had very few games where you could say they've beaten themselves. And in a game like last night, they had a couple of opportunities to score runs, in particular the seventh when they had the bases loaded and one out and didn't come through. But in that particular game, the Yankees just outplayed the Royals, and those losses are easier to swallow as opposed to the ones we've been watching over the last 10 years or so, when the game's over and you think, you know, the Royals weren't beaten by their opponent, they were beaten by themselves.
Ryan, the team has been playing well at home. Now they're just 3-9 on the road. And, of course, great teams have to win on the road. This team is not great at this point. What does it take for this team to maybe pick up a few more road wins? And let's face it, Yankees, Cleveland, the way that they're playing, it's not like they're playing slouches on the road so far this season.
Yeah, you know, you go back to the last road trip, Doug, and if you were to sum up the 0-6 road trip, it would be poor starting pitching and an inability to keep the ball in the ballpark. I think the Rangers and the Indians combined to hit 17 home runs or something like that. And it seemed like no matter where we were, it was warm and the wind was blowing out. And the Rangers and the Indians were both playing very well at the time, and they took full advantage. And then the Royals were able to rebound and have a nice homestand. So when this series began last night in New York, and we were talking about what the key might be, not just for last night, but in the entire series, you got the team that leads the league in home runs in the Yankees. They had hit over 30 home runs in less than 20 games at home. And so I felt, you know, when the game's over, when the series is over, the difference will probably be, you know, between the Royals' ability to keep the Yankees in the ballpark or not. And, well, as it turns out, the Royals hit the only home run last night, but it was the only run that they scored. And so the home run really wasn't a factor. The Royals did keep the Yankees in the ballpark. Kyle Davies was only able to go five innings. He only gave up three runs. But, you know, you hold the Yankees in this ballpark to three runs, then, you know, you feel like you have a good chance to win. So they're really, I just don't sense a fear on the road or lack of confidence or just coming unglued. I think it just happens to be they've lost seven in a row, and at least six of those seven games, you can say, you know, they were just beaten by a better team on that particular night. So I don't think it's a matter of young players becoming more comfortable and playing with less anxiety away from Kauffman Stadium. I would say that in years past, but so far not this year.
Ryan LaFever joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, the general feeling, when you're talking about being around the guys, has got to be so vastly different than the last few years you've experienced. What's the clubhouse atmosphere like?
It really is a great bunch of guys. They seem to really enjoy each other's company, and I'm a believer in that. I mean, I don't think you, on one hand, I don't think you win championships just because a bunch of guys like to have dinner together on the road. I mean, it takes more than that. You have to have some talent. But you can take a team that has good talent, and they can become a great team if there's chemistry. And chemistry is not just, you know, as I said, you know, holding hands and, you know, hey, we're all big pals and taking group pictures. But it's having trust in one another so that, well, here's an example. When the Minnesota Twins turned the corner and somehow just went from a you know, bottom feeding team in the division to winning the division over and over again. And this is pre Justin Morneau and Joe Mauer. This is the group with Doug Minkiewicz and AJ Pierzynski and Torrey Hunter and Jock Jones, Corey Koski, on and on. I remember asking Jock Jones, you know, what's happened here? Why is this playing out so well? And he said, well, you know, we're a group of guys who play hard and we enjoy playing with one another. So if I come up to the plate and there are runners at second and third and there are two outs, I could go up to the plate with a selfish mindset and say, I'm going to drive in these runs because I want these RBIs. Now, every player wants those RBIs, don't get me wrong. But there's just a trust that, hey, I want to do what's best for the team here. So if I get a pitch to hit, I'm going to hit it. But if I don't, I'll take the walk, and I'll hope that Torrey Hunter drives me in or A.J. Pierzynski drives me in or Doug Minkiewicz, you know, whomever. And so I think that's what kind of – that's where chemistry leads to better team baseball as opposed to a team of individuals. And right now I just see a bunch of guys who are thinking about the team – winning games and doing it whatever they need to do to help the team win, as opposed to, you know, their own selfish goals.
Ryan LaFever of Royals Television and the Royals Radio Network joining us on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. The team has gotten off to decent first month starts in the past, to where they're not in last place, to where they give the Royals fans hope. And it's always a different reason, but we've got to be in Aaron in Nebraska, talk a little bit about Alex Gordon. Now Alex and Billy Butler have kind of come back to earth after the first 3 weeks. And then you've got finally the new guy that comes in, has put some energy in here. Jeff Francoeur has done some great things. Talk about first what you're seeing out of Alex. A lot has been made about maybe a few adjustments in what he's doing at the plate, but he's hitting 300 as of this morning.
Yeah, you know, we've all been waiting for this from Alex, and you guys well know, you know, what he did in college and what he did in that 1 year in the minor leagues when he was the consensus minor league player of the year, and even Frank White, who was his manager at Double A, felt like he was ready based on what he had done in 2006. And you know, some guys respond to pressure, some guys respond to having pressure taken away from them. And I think when Alex began to struggle in his rookie season, and I'd have to ask him this, and he's an honest guy, he'd probably give me an honest answer. But I think having been the guy probably since T-ball, that when the Royals called him up and he struggled in his first, I don't know, 2 months of his rookie year, I remember it vividly. I think he was hitting 167 going into Cleveland in early June, and he got four hits off of Fausto Carmona, and he finished the season very well in 2007. But when he began to struggle in the first 2 months and they started dropping him down in the batting order to take pressure off of him, I think that might have had a negative effect on Alex, because he was right in the middle of everything, you know, in Little League and high school and in college and in the minor leagues. And so not wanting to lose Alex entirely, the Royals have found ways over the years to take pressure off of him. Well, Ned Yost, you know, out of nowhere, shocking everybody, including Alex, I'm sure, has him bat three in the third spot on opening day, which turns out to be a brilliant move. And I think what we've learned about Alex is he's one of those guys that responds to pressure. And he's not, at least to this point, he's not one that's going to – there are hitters, and you could go on and on over the years, that would have been great number three or number four, number five hitters if they could just, you know, pull it together. But for whatever reason, they always seem to do well when they hit sixth, seventh, or eighth. You take the pressure off them, and they perform. And then there are guys who – It's the exact opposite, and that's very rare. But I think maybe that's what we're learning about Alex, that maybe the more pressure on him, warranted pressure, not unwarranted pressure, but the more pressure on him, he responds. He moves to a new position in left field. And, I mean, that happened as seamlessly as the Royals could have ever hoped. He goes to the number three position, and he's not only hitting for average, but he's hitting for power as far as doubles go and driving in runs. So, you know, long answer to your short question, but as I try and process it, and other people have tried to process it, and you try and compare it to other guys that you've seen through the years, that's the best I can come up with. And I could be completely wrong. I don't know. But that's, in my opinion, that's what it points to.
Ryan, one of the things that's really helped turn this team around has been the bullpen, the additions. They've been, some of these people have been with the team, but Aaron Crow, Tim Collins, Jeffress, Coleman, Adcock, these guys have been really, really improved this bullpen, jumping all the way to the sixth place among relievers in the American League. Your thoughts on them as a whole?
Well, they're talented, first of all. I mean, there's not one weak link among those guys. So, put that on the back burner for a moment. There also is a huge advantage in the major leagues when you're facing veteran teams, or at least teams that have players that have been around for a while. They do not like to face guys they've never seen before. Now, nowadays they can look at video, and there's all these extensive scouting reports, so they can have some sort of an idea of what they're going to expect when they dig into the box. But it's nothing like first-hand experience. Now, I played all through college, so I was used to, in Little League and high school and in college, facing guys I'd never seen before. I mean, that's just the way it was. We didn't watch video. I mean, maybe we knew a little bit something about a pitcher. And the same thing is true for the guys in the big leagues. They go all throughout the minor leagues. And the more they advance, the more information they have. But they've basically gotten to the big leagues just by going on pure instinct. But then you get up here, and you're so used to seeing a guy 10 times, 15 times, 20 times. You have all this information that now it has a reverse effect, that you get guys that step into the box, they've never seen this guy, and it's a huge advantage swing if there's ability there towards the pitcher. So, again, I go back to what I began with. This is a talented group. There isn't one weak arm among those rookies, and for now they're riding the surprise factor, if you will, by going to the league for the first time and hitters that have never faced all the pitchers that you just rattled off. So I think the great success for now is partly a reason for having little experience against them, but I think they'll be able to sustain it because the talent's there.
One last question for Ryan LaFever before we let him go here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget, you can hear the Royals always on the Breeze, 94.5 tonight, 6:05 first pitch, game two with the Yankees. I'm curious, Ryan, you've been around long enough now. The team's in New York, off the field. We always know what it was like 20, 25 years ago. We've had Denny on the show. It's a different time. It's a different era. But when you go to a New York or you go to a Los Angeles, does the team enjoy themselves at all, or is it always still just pretty strictly business?
Well, this particular trip, there's a lot of family here. So I think, whether they want to enjoy New York or not, they're going to because their wives want to check out the city and go out to lunch and maybe go out after the game. But I think so. I think there's a tendency on the part of the players to downplay, well, it's just another city, and yeah, it's Yankee Stadium, and yeah, it's Derek Jeter, but it's just another team, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we know what's really going on there, and I do believe that those young pitchers that you're just talking about and Eric Hosmer take the field last night, and they think, man, we're in New York, we're at Yankee Stadium. We flew in on a beautiful, clear day on a Monday, and you could see the Empire State Building, and you could see the Statue of Liberty. I mean, just really being reminded that, we're going into New York, the largest market in the United States. And, I commented on the telecast last night that, Tim Collins, even though he's 5'6", he seems a lot bigger than that on the mound. He's got the beard, and he's got the scowl, and he's got the goofy pitching motion, and he throws hard, and he's got the curveball. But doggone it, man, he jammed Derek Jeter last night. Jeter had about a half swing, broken bat, pop up to short. And I got to think, Collins floated off the mound when he went back to the dugout, being a lifelong Red Sox fan, that the first time he faced Derek Jeter, he basically embarrassed him. And so, they're going to say one thing because they have to act professional. And I still get a kick out of looking at the pictures in the media guide and up on the Jumbotron, and they still kind of have that high school football mentality with the scary look on their face, as if that's going to intimidate Alex Rodriguez when he comes to the plate, that so-and-so's mugshot is, looks like, he was just, picked up by the cops in the middle of the night. So I think that's the kid in these guys. I mean, they're still young, so they're going to say one thing, but I guarantee you there were some, there were eyes as big as the moon yesterday when they took the field at Yankee Stadium and the Yankees in their pinstripes took the field for the first time. They have to.
Ryan, Bruce Chinn, is he hurt bad, or what are your thoughts on that? Do you have an injury update?
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. It just kind of came out of the blue. I think from what I hear, he just had some stiffness. A couple of days ago would have been the day that he would pitch in between starts, and I think they just held off for a couple of days to see if it would go away. And then they made the announcement last night that he was going on the DL, and that's a big muscle, the lat muscle, and that's a good thing. I think when you injure muscles, you want to injure big muscles because there's a lot of blood flow. You know, they repair quicker as opposed to when you hear about like rotator cuff muscle injuries. I mean, those are small muscles, and so when they break down, you know, that healing process can be pretty severe. So unless it's something else, you rarely hear of a guy that's out for a long time because he strained his lat muscle. So I, not being a doctor or a trainer, I would say that this shouldn't be a huge concern.
Well, you can watch the non-doctor, Ryan Lefevre, call Royals Baseball anytime. And, Ryan, it's a pleasure, and thanks for giving us a little extra time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Enjoy New York, and hopefully we can catch up with you again later on in the season.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a thrill for me, too. I've been on with a Doug before, but I've never been on with a daddy. So this is exciting for me, too.
It's the little things we do here.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, guys.
Ryan Lefevre of the Royals television, and occasionally you hear him on the radio as well with the Breeze, 94.5 FM tonight, the Yankees at 6:05. A long conversation. We didn't even get into some of the new kids coming up and all the expectations in the future for this ball club. But you know what? You just can't have it. It will happen in 1 year maybe where you make the big leap from, say, fourth to winning the division, but you do have to see some gradual improvement. And Tony, one thing that I am seeing, Alex Gordon's back down to 300. Billy Butler's under 300 right now. So they have really plateaued off after being in the 360s just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think people expected them to come back to reality a little bit from the hot starts, but I just think this team is so much more competitive, and say what you want and say, oh, they're going to go back to last place. Well, you know, maybe this team will.
Not if Minnesota keeps playing like they are.
there's just been so many games this year that the Royals have fallen behind and been out of 8-1 or 6-1 when they've lost. And at the end of the ball game, it's 6-4. It's 6-3. They've not laid down. A year ago, I still believe, a year ago, those games would have went on to be from 6-1. They would have been 12-1, and they would have just laid down and gave up. The Royals aren't doing that this year. They're battling.
Well, we've got to see where the Royals are on the 1st of June because the schedule is not easy here in the month of May. They have this six-game road trip with the Yankees and then to Detroit. Now, Detroit's not playing really well right now, but you expect they're going to see Verlander one of those three games, and it's at Detroit. Then they come home for two against Cleveland, two against Texas, and then interleague with St. Louis coming in. All those home teams, all those games are going to be pretty hot. And then they go to Baltimore, and Baltimore doesn't stink like they have. And Kansas City has struggled at Baltimore more than any team ever. And then they go to Texas, and then the Angels come in at the end of the month on Memorial Day. So you got Texas and the Angels and the Yankees and Cleveland all. And St. Louis all this month.
Well, you know, it starts tonight with Bruce Chinn going down. They recall Vin Mizero from AAA Omaha. He'll get to start tonight against A.J. Burnett. So you got to think the Yankees are overwhelming favorites there.
Yikes. Well, we'll find out. And we need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a lot more coming up after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning. And this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forgo an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The Roller Derby is coming to Kearney on Saturday, May 21st. Make plans to stay at the beautiful new Best Western Inn & Suites east of the Vero Event Center. Ask for the $99 Roller Derby package and get two adult general admission tickets and double occupancy deluxe room for the night. Enjoy indoor pool and a hot tub, 24-hour exercise facility, a 32-inch flat panel TV, plus free breakfast. This is a limited offer, so call Best Western Inn & Suites and ask for the $99 Roller Derby package today.
Welcome back, Doug and Daddy's Show, wrapping up things on a Wednesday here. I want to remind you, all of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy's Show, fed by our friends at Burger King, where they remind you that two for $3 on the sandwich, breakfast served daily until 11 a.m. Are you ready for lunch? There's a full menu served all morning and all day long. The original chicken sandwich, buy one, get one free. There's no limit. They got two locations in Kearney to serve you, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Merritt, a little soccer update for us.
We're 7 minutes into the second half and not a whole lot going on. So we'll just have to see, keep you updated. Doug will throw it in his updates every hour, either on Classic Hits or right here on ESPN Superstation. We'll just see what happens with our Kearney Eye Bearcats.
Well, that about does it for us tomorrow. Doug will once again be live from Arapahoe District Track. We'll hear from him, along with Texas A&M baseball coach Rob Childress, expected to join us in the morning. Looking forward to catching up with the old ball coach. Of course, longtime coach right here during Nebraska's heyday. I want to thank Damon Day, Loper coach, for joining us from the RMAC tournament. That game's a little bit delayed. There's some rain going through the area, so... We'll get you Loper updates on the afternoon sports as they come available to us. Also, I want to thank Ryan LaFever from the Royals Radio Network for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show as well. 0-0 soccer score with the Omaha South Packers going on.
And I'm going to rip the Band-Aid. I'm sorry. Detroit, are they going to come back? Are you going to owe Doug a lunch? I don't know.
What's the three words of the day?
Animal.
Identity.
Identity and breeze.
Animal, identity, and breeze. Shoot them to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.